There's always the community consultation bit involved when you're doing a project like this, and you had a bit of a false start, but then you nailed it with the cart. Tell us about the cart.
Yeah, the idea of the cart has been something that's been percolating in my mind for quite a while, in that how can we have an object, if you like, in this case the cart, that acts as a connector and that actually enables the opportunity to collect stories from the community. It provides a safe space for the community to share stories about place, about culture, about what makes Marrickville special to them. So I had this cart designed, a joiner made it, and myself and a colleague, Diana Spiritu, we took it around Marrickville for around about 6 weeks or so. It's like, I've got two wheels. It looks like it's sort of from another era or something, you know, so I'm just dragging it around the streets. But more importantly was, how can the cart actually facilitate conversation? So the cart wasn't enough. It certainly generated curiosity as, like, what is going on here? So we put a map of Marrickville onto the cart, and we asked people what was their favorite street and why. And then all of a sudden people started to put stickers on this map, started to write things on this map. Oh, you got to go here. You got to go down to this street. It's got the most beautiful trees. You've got to go and talk to these characters within the community. It really generated a lot of momentum in the community and really started to do its job in a way, like, you know, how can this object can generate connection with the community? So it worked really, really, really well.
Was there a street that came up as, like, the winner of favourite streets in Marrickville?
All of them. And Marrickville is such a big place. And I can't remember the number of streets, but I didn't go down every single street in Marrickville, I must admit. Some streets are actually inaccessible. So this cart is roughly on about 1.2 metres wide by 2 metres long. So there's a few parts of Marrickville that we just can't actually get to, really. And so it's a little interesting exercise in accessibility in its own way. Some of the places that really, where we generated a lot of community interaction were places like Addison Road, places like the library, places like Marrickville Road and Illawarra Road as well. And really places where there's lots of little hubs that exist in Marrickville. Coffee shops are really more than coffee shops. They're actually community hubs, places like Two Chaps and Roseville and Coffee Alchemy. You know, I had lots of conversations with the people that works there, and people that just were there, you know, having their coffee about, well, what makes a place tick? What makes Marrickville a special place? What makes it unique in a way, and in terms of its cultural diversity, its vibrancy? But also, I'm kind of interested in the future as well. It's not just about sort of what it's like now. Well, how is Marrickville going to be? What's it going to be like in 10 years' time?
With regards to the actual mural, you traditionally work with pen and paper. How did you have, like, a giant pen that you're drawing on the metro wall? Like, how is it actually on there?
So what happened was, throughout the process with the cart, I had these six maps that were just full of all of this information. And they became my cultural guide to, and the brief essentially for the artwork, as in what needed to be in the artwork. Because the main aim was, how can I get a representation of Marrickville on this wall? So this wall is in Marrickville Metro, and the size of it is about 11 meters by 5 meters, so it's quite large. I did around about 300 sketches or so. On site, I went to all these places that people told me about and went to that particular location and drew whatever people told me I should draw, really, in a way. And so I had all these drawings, and they're all sort of around about A3 in kind of size. And then I scanned them all in, used the computer to collage them up together. So then there's this massive composition, this kind of collage or patchwork of all of these drawings entwined. And so then it's like, well, how do I actually get it on the wall? So I use an old school method. I got an old school overhead projector, use transparencies, get the artwork printed onto the transparencies, and then that throws it up onto the wall. And then I use Posca paint pens to draw directly onto the wall. Because really the most important thing about this part of the process was maintaining the integrity of the original sketch, because so many interactions and so many great things happened whilst I was sketching. So it's important to retain that in the final artwork.
How were the community engaging with you day by day as you were doing the artwork? Were they like, mate, you're getting slow. You've only done like one street today.
Oh, there was a few moments like that for sure. There was a few people that asked me where the nearest bus stop was and where it could get, where they could get a taxi and what time Woolies closed and so forth. But generally, like, it was really amazing. I had some really special interactions with people. There's like, for example, there was one, there's a couple I used to sort of see. They run this kind of mobile sound system down on the Cooks River, which is incredible. They have this little boom box that they just pack away on a bike, and then they go to a particular place along Cooks River and then set it up and then just play songs, play disco, whatever it is, and people just who are passing by just start dancing, or they can just observe and just listen to the music. And I kept sort of seeing them every now and then, and they weren't going to be in the mural. And then I just kept chatting to them, and I was like, I've got to put them in the mural. They have to be in there. So then I put them in the mural, and then the next day they're like, oh yeah, there we are. We're up there on the wall. I think people really appreciated that. It did take a while to complete, I must admit, but I think people appreciated that. They appreciated that it was emerging. You know, every time they'd go to the shops or, you know, walk past it, there's something new to see. And that was really nice of people to say that, like, oh yeah, I noticed this little bit. Did you add this little bit last week? It's like, yeah. There were some real sort of special moments during that period, during that installation period.
How did you feel when you finished? Because I can imagine it was almost a bit like amazing to see it finish, but did you feel a bit like sad that you were not going to be there anymore? Or you're just relieved?
A bit of both. For me, the artwork is not an end. It's not an ending line. It's not a finishing part to this project. It's almost like the start of the project. Like, I felt I've just scratched the surface of like what Marrickville is. It's a very complicated place, very layered from a historical point of view, but also a present day and a future point of view as well. You know, out of these 300 drawings, I could only probably fit, I think there's around about 110 references or sketches that made it into the final drawing. So I almost could like do another mural, you know, with all of the other drawings and just keep going and keep going. For me, the mural is for the community. It's not for me. It's almost like if the mural facilitates conversations within the community and people can come and look at the mural and learn about Marrickville, learn a bit more, or you know, use it as a way. I always imagine people had never been to Marrickville before. You go, all right, let's go and see the mural, and then they can learn a little bit about the place and generate curiosity, so they want to go and learn more about the place. Because the more people know about places, you know, the more connected to the places that they feel. And again, that's the aim of the artwork, is that it's trying to facilitate this connection within community.
What's next for you in the cart?
I'm just sort of liaising with the local council, of the Inner West Council, on it's this great little object. I'm just liaising with a few people on how it could be used in the future, because it really works with the community and actually being an object, if you like, that provided a safe space for people to come and share their story. You know, as opposed to just standing in the street and say, hey, tell me about Marrickville. You know, one thing that was really interesting is that we could leave the cart on the other side of the road, and myself and Diana would just go and sit and have a coffee on the other side, and we'd just watch people go up to it and go, oh, what are they doing? And they're kind of like checking it out and all sorts of things. So that was kind of fun. So it's definitely got a future for sure. And I think the future has been, well, because it's been tested, I kind of know it works. It would be interesting to see if it worked in a different community. So that's maybe the next step, actually.